It's a little red light. Be quiet.
Hi, I'm PJ Ort, back again with Science Fiction Fantasy Stories, some long, some short. We have three stories. The first is a little comic strip, Rocket Pierre, Trapper of the Stars. In this frame shows Rocket Pierre and the peanut people of Pluto. Our second story is The Tongue That Licked Tucson, a spoof on Hollywood cretin humor and silly sci-fi. And there's also The Flatback Dragon, or Oh, Those China Nights, wherein a trucker meets an odd little man who comes from ancient times and is concerned with putting rocks in particular places. But now, our first voyage with the Trapper of the Stars. This episode, Rocket Pierre and the Peanut People of Pluto. Rocket Pierre.
The Peanut People of Pluto. Rocket Pierre, Trapper of the Stars. Yes, kids, it's another thrilling adventure with the greatest hero in the solar system, the incredible Quebecois, Rocket Pierre, plus the charming Venusian, little Frida, and the good Torontonian, Professor Flash Felix.
Rocket Pierre!
And now for today's exciting story, The Peanut People of Pluto. We join our adventurers aboard the Monsieur Medius, Rocket Pierre's trusty spacecraft. We are headed for the ninth planet in our solar system, the planet Pluto.
It says here, in this little book I have called A Quick and Alive Tourist Guide to Pluto, the dark side of Pluto is barely lighter than the light side.
Why is that this?
I guess it's because it's so far from our sun.
Pluto is also a planet that's difficult to stand on.
The gravity is poor, no?
No. They say it's a very slick planet.
Sleep off, no?
No. But there's a...
I'll get it. Star Travel Enterprises, Little Frida speaking. Is that right? It's the Peking Extraterrestrial Zoo. Yes, we are headed toward Pluto. You want Rocket Pierre to catch a rare Plutonian what?
Rocket Pierre, he never hear a Plutonian what?
A Plutonian Vastin Bulbus. Yes.
I never heard this.
I see.
Beast.
I'll look it up.
Yes.
Bulbus.
Yes. The Peking Zoo wants a Plutonian Vastin Bulbus.
They say how the beast she look?
They don't know. They swallow.
Here it is. The Vastin Bulbus, a fierce and swift beast that roams the slippery surface of Pluto. The Vastin Bulbus lurks in the dark shadows of this far-flung planet.
Ah, there is a picture.
And since Pluto is all shadows, no one has ever seen the Vastin Bulbus.
Ah, mal de mer is tech no so easy.
Well, there's Pluto, dark and dead ahead.
Appears to be a dark and dead planet, all right.
Rocket Pierre, you think wise we bring flashlight, eh?
Sliding to an eventual stop upon the surface of Pluto, the trio set forth in search of the invisible Vastin Bulbus.
I'm rather surprised. The surface is not as slippery as...
Much experience upon the frozen tundra, my beloved Mama Quebec. Teach the show for the expertise that... Funny, thank you, huh?
Hey, who making a bigger thump?
Did you hear that?
It's alien voice.
I didn't know there's intelligent life on Pluto.
Maron, who you calling a thump?
Try shining your light over... Good grief.
Oh, it looks like a peanut.
That's all right. You're some smart goober.
Look, there's more emerging from the subsurface.
You little fellow. You have the funny accent. Is Plutonese?
That's all right. You're not a smart goober. These is my friends.
We is the peanut people of Pluto, you big, fat, crazy goobers.
Why do you insist on calling us goobers?
Because goobers live on the darker side and have dim wits, just like you, you stupid goober.
But it's awfully dark on both sides of Pluto.
We is the fair shell, light-witted, opinion people of Pluto. The dark shell, dim-witted, goobers live on the darker side, you weary, you nerd, goober.
Racketeer, he is no goober.
Says a old goober.
Prejudice, little runts.
We've come here in search of the beast known as the Fast and the Bulbous.
Sure, the Fast and the Bulbous goobers live on the darker side. Goodbye and good night, dull goobers.
Goodbye, good night, and a good riddance, noodle nugget of goobers.
Well, to the dark side.
An hour or so later, on the dark side of Pluto.
Is dark this side as is dark that side? Yes? No? Oop!
It's slippery, too.
Shine your light over there.
Oh, it's another little peanut person.
So, who ask you?
You don't look like a dark-shelled goober.
Dark-shelled goober, they live on the light side.
On the light side?
Well, they get a suntan, you ruba goober.
Ruba goober.
We're searching for a beast known as the Fast and the Bulbous.
Fast and the Bulbous goober, he live on the light side, you half-baked goober.
No friendlier, I'm afraid.
These peanut people. Bah! They're all nuts.
The adventurers continue their search for the virtually invisible Fast and Bulbous until...
Whoops! Rocket Pierre is blackened the blue from all the slippery.
I say, whom calls upon the singularly most important peanut in all Pluto?
Shine down the light. Is maybe another peanut.
Doesn't sound like a peanut.
I repeat, whom calls upon the singularly most important peanut in all Pluto?
Is Rocket Pierre, Trapper of the Stars.
And Little Frida.
And Professor Flash Felix.
And I am Mr. Peanut. Won't you join me for some tea?
Oh, okay.
Look at that. He wears the monocle, the tiny top hat, and carries the cane.
His exact image of Mr. Peanut himself.
You space voyagers rarely drop by, you know. Bit out of the way, what?
Well, we are searching for a beast known as
the Fast and Bulbous, I believe.
You know.
Oh, yes, they are a most bulbous beast. Round as a teapot, but quick as light.
To catch the Fast and Bulbous is possible, we?
Hardly likely. They'll put up a jolly good scuffle, you know. But we'll give it a try. Any kind of favorable publicity will jolly well help our tourist trade, what?
And so the singularly most important peanut in all Pluto, assisted by the incredible Quebecois, set a trap for the virtually invisible Fast and Bulbous.
What do the Fast and Bulbous feed upon?
The peanut people, mainly.
Oh.
What is we use for the bait?
Oh, goodness myself, I'm afraid.
I can't do that.
Quite all right. You all appear to know your business. A highly qualified chappies, what?
And so using the singularly most important peanut in all Pluto to bait their trap, they wait. And wait. And suddenly, in a flash and a blur, the virtually invisible Fast and Bulbous springs into the trap. The net swiftly entangles the fierce beast, but only for a moment as the furious Fast and Bulbous rips the net to shreds. But not to lose his catch, the incredible Quebecois leaps into the trap and wrestles the beastly Fast and Bulbous. Over and over they roll as the hairy trappers struggle with the scaly creature. It's an even match of strength as over and over they roll until...
I say, my goodness, not this way. Look out, what?
Mama Quebec, the Fast and Bulbous is not too fast nor bulbous for Rocket Pierre.
Whew. Good work, Rocket.
Well, Your Excellency, we certainly appreciate your Excellency. Mr. Peanut. So, that's what that crunch was.
Oh, no. His little shell has been crushed.
I'm afraid it's true. Mr. Peanut. I'm afraid it's true. Mr. Peanut has, alas, been crushed.
Mademoiselle, he was a fine peanut.
As though linked by some strange telepathy, the peanut people emerge from their burrows. The surface of the planet swarms with these little fellows as they close in upon our much-shaken trio.
It's not look so hot. The planet is swim with the angry peanut.
Oh, goodness. How can we explain this?
They're hardly a friendly sort. I'm afraid they'll never listen to reason.
Ugh, how reason with the peanut?
From both sides of the planet march millions, billions of the nasty, ill-natured peanut people. There is no escape.
Rocket Pierre, he not go down without first making much crunchy peanut butter.
The billions move in upon the trapped trio. The fearless Quebecois stands there, his heavy logging boot raised for the first crunch. When suddenly, a venerable old peanut hobbles out before the teeming mass. The old sage raises his tiny peanut arms.
Weep not, dear countrymen, weep not. Mr. Peanut is not dead. He is still with us.
What? He's not dead!
Mr. Peanut has simply dropped his shell.
Cheers! Hooray! Bene, bene, benissimo!
And it came to pass the peanut people of Pluto saw with their own little eyes that the peanuts on the other side of the planet are neither darker nor lighter.
So Pluto was united at last. But if you visit that planet today, they're still gonna call you a big fat goober.
Da-dum-ba-dum-bum-dum-dum-dum-dum-ba-dum-ba-bum-ba-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-b